Morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. The time is now 9 and 10 minutes. Our telephone number is 061-895-1019. You can SMS to 34519. It will cost you $1.50, so if you're being a little bit of a don't. 061-895-1019, that's a WhatsApp for us. So please use it. And the lovely morning, not so cold today. I must say, who do we have with us in the studio today? So we've got with us first, we've got Liel Rimon. How are you doing, Liel?
Good morning, everybody, and still Chag Sameach. I'm great.
You're great. And last night,
I want to tell you something. Okay?
Please do.
I was singing The Reds Go Marching On and whatever you want to do. But when the game started, I found myself cheering Manchester City. You know, not even... I didn't even meant to, but it's... I can't.
How crazy.
I can't.
How crazy.
Listen.
What a game.
But for all Manchester United, I have to tell Manchester United fans, I have to tell you, your team is rubbish.
Let me tell you. I mean, we should have played them. They should have gave us like a second play. What can I say? So it's quite safe to say that Liverpool will lose the championship. What no? I mean, who do we have now?
It's soccer, or anything can happen.
I don't know.
The pressure is on Manchester, not on Liverpool. And I tell you why.
Because we are a game ahead, always.
No. So? Because Liverpool got nothing to lose. They can only gain. The only one who can lose is Manchester.
How did you make that?
Have a look. Liverpool got nothing. So they can only gain if they take the championship. Manchester are the champions. They can lose the championship.
All right.
That's the pressure.
I think what Roy is saying, that to get 88 points a season,
it's not easy.
We don't know when we're going to do it. We never did it before. So if we got to this point, that the best season, definitely the best Premier League season that we ever had.
They're a great team, Liverpool.
Premier League started in 1992. Since then, this is the best season that we ever had, especially by point gaining, 88 points from 35 games. I don't know when we're going to do it again. So to get to this point, and you know, like Moses, to get to Israel, but not to just to see Israel and not to get into Israel, it's gonna be very tough.
Yeah, but it's Moses.
It's
Moses still sitting with us. Moses, you remember Moses? I mean, all right. Who do we have with us? We've got Peter Feldman. How are you doing, Peter?
I'm doing fine. Yeah, I didn't watch the match last night.
Didn't you?
No, I went to a movie. I went to see La La Rosa. It was a horror film. But they had quite an event.
Endurance test?
It was an endurance test, I must tell you. There are no new ideas coming out, Roy.
Nothing,
I don't know what's happening with Hollywood.
Most of the movies that you're going to see, it's actually an endurance test.
Yes, but I get very well paid, eh, Roy?
There you go. You know what I like about Klopp? Klopp had an interview with, and always, you know, all the reporters, they're always like predicting that Liverpool will fail. He says, I wish I could be sitting with like where you are, having my salary, but sitting where you are.
Yeah, I remember. So.
How much do you think he earns? Right?
I think like $7 million.
I'm pretty sure more.
£7 million.
They get bonuses also.
Say again?
Bonuses.
Yeah, but today coaches, you know, like you can buy a player for 100 million and it's not the greatest player ever.
Yeah.
So you can pay a coach 10 million a year and it's not the biggest paid coach in the world.
So how much is getting each month? Each week, actually. They pay them by the week, don't they?
They calculate by the week, but they pay them
yearly. I think it's seven million pounds. It's 140 million rands a year. There's nothing wrong.
You know, the most expensive player in the world.
Yeah.
Sit at Manchester United, Alexis Sanchez.
He came to play the last 10 minutes.
A week.
Half a million pounds.
That's 40 million rands a month.
That's right. Doesn't
40 million rands a month. It doesn't play.
And it's a horrible player.
It's like being on holiday.
You know, the next day, I mean, the Jews are listening to us now. Now, just tomorrow morning, you're all going to gym. We're all going to play.
That's exactly the reality today in soccer. The money is crazy. It's crazy. You don't understand. If you translate it to rands, what they're getting there in pounds, you can't even understand this kind of money.
As Roy says, 40 million a month.
Even Zuma didn't steal that much.
Zuma, they say,
yes,
that the whole Nkandla, you can see those broken houses on top, and you say, for this he paid like 200 million. It's actually not. They say Nkandla is built underneath with safes, like the biggest safe in the whole country is underneath Nkandla. That's what they say.
Is that where they're keeping the Gaddafi millions?
Yes, that's what they said. They said they've got, Gaddafi gave them like $1 billion.
I'll pay a couple of million.
Like a trillion rands or so. Yeah.
I'll pay a couple of million just to be a fly on the wall and see what is there.
He'll swat you.
You know, it's like all these Mexican cartel bosses that you see the houses. The walls are made out of money.
My wife is busy reading that Ace Machashula book. And, you know, every 5 inches, you know what he's done?
No,
there's so many things.
You can understand why they wanted to prevent the book from going out.
It's every second paragraph. You know what he's done?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I think the guy must have facts and figures, you know.
But he's still there. He's still there.
Yeah.
Zuma's still there.
Yeah.
I mean, is San Duduzani, if we forgot about? What happened? Even the reporters stopped reporting about it.
I know. Huh? That's to the detriment of the ANC.
Let me tell you something. Last week, people were complaining because I was negative. Guys, I'm not negative. I'm just sometimes pointing the facts. So don't worry about me being negative. I'm not negative. I didn't say to anybody, leave the country. Don't leave. If you like, stay. But what I'm saying is, just understand that things are not going right here. And just be careful. That's all. I didn't say leave the country. God forbid. I mean, don't leave the country. Be happy. Enjoy yourselves. I'm enjoying myself, so let's have fun together. Anyway, we can't enjoy ourselves too much because the Vaal River is polluted.
Yeah.
It's too much polluted. Now it's, Ramaphosa says it's a disaster area. What are you going to do about it, Mr. Ramaphosa? What are you going to do about it? We've got with us as well Moshe Starograd. How are you, Moshe?
Good morning. Very well, yes.
Are you waiting here for the Ashkenazi show?
Yeah, for the Yiddish show,
For the Yiddish show. Mamma mia. I mean, all right, I'm not going to say that, but
fine.
My guest for today is my son, Dr. Asi Peretz, and he's here to say, we're going to talk about something very, very interesting. We're going to talk about cruise ship medicine.
Hello, everybody.
So, Asi is on a cruise ship, and cruise ship medicine is part of our lives, I must say, because for a year and a half.
I thought I had a great job, but I don't know if it compares to the benched Alexis Sanchez.
At least you got to work for it.
Work, ish. It's not so bad. I don't think so bad. So what we're going to do, we're going to come back to Asi just now. But before we do that, I want to just put a nice song. Something from Cat Stevens. I think you're going to like it. It's something really. Morning is broken. For us, morning is broken a little bit early today. 9 o'clock, believe it or not. Cat Stevens, guys, enjoy.
Remember Freddie Mercury?
Ah, he was.
Who came out some years ago in the 80s. He also lost his voice.
He lost his voice from different reasons.
We won't go there, right?
No, we can't go there.
Peter Wendell.
Thank you for staying with us. The time is now 9:22, and I'm here to talk to my son, Dr. Asi Peretz. Why was it called Ari? It's always a mix-up. So Dr. Asi Peretz, and you know, many people, I remember when I was young, there was a TV series called Love Boat.
Yeah,
I do you guys remember Love Boat? Yes. Love Boat? And there was Captain.
What was the name of the
Captain Stubing?
Yes, but what was the name of the doctor?
I don't remember. Do you remember?
Do you remember?
I don't remember. However,
Asi was not born yet.
I do know a doctor that has worked on the actual Love Boat.
Really?
So the boat or the ship itself, he has worked on that ship.
They were always going to Acapulco in Mexico.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Welcome to Acapulco. That's really? Acapulco.
Really?
Yes.
I actually don't remember.
They were going to Acapulco every week. They were going from America, from Los Angeles or whatever, to Acapulco.
Yeah, and always they had intrigues inside the ship.
So the doctor and his daughter, his hot daughter.
Was she his daughter?
I think she was the doctor's daughter. Not Captain Stubig was a little bit older. And the doctor was the guy with the glasses, a little bit tall.
Yeah.
And his daughter Lucy or something like this. She was part of the. That was a great show, eh?
Yeah, it was a nice show. So anyway, you know, I think since that time of that show, everybody was like, how would you say, taken by how beautiful it is. Do you know, to live on the sea, always when the sun shines, they're always being in a beautiful places like the Caribbeans and such a glamorous job. What is it really, Asi? I mean, I've been on a ship with you and I know how it is, but I must tell it secondhand. It definitely is beautiful.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely more pros than cons. Okay.
What are the cons? If there is cons.
It depends. I think that everybody that works at sea works on a contract basis. Some people's contracts are quite long.
Like when you're talking about some people, like other stuff, not the doctor on the ship.
Not the doctor on the ship, although some cruise companies do employ doctors for a very long time. So they make them do about like 6 months. 6 months is the longest contract I've heard of for a doctor. And when you're out at sea for such a long time, you can get homesick, you get a bit of cabin fever, even though you do get to go out and explore different ports and see the beauty and, you really have a good time on the ship itself, but 6 months is a very, very long time.
Especially to be away from your family, to be away from your friends.
Exactly.
But don't you make like friends on the ship?
Yeah, absolutely. You'll have a friend from...
So you're looking at every ship today, got like 6,000-7,000 people on the ship.
I wouldn't say that's average. Average probably about 5,500-6,000 would be an average.
6,000 people on a ship. I mean, that's like a small town.
You know, it's a small town for sure.
You know, this Love Boat or any cruise is the best dating place, because if you're lonely, you go over there and suddenly you meet people. And you in a company and you socialize. That's how it is.
But it's not always real, because it's in the moment. If you try and contact the person that you've been having an affair with on the boat, Roy, and later in life, and when she gets back to reality and she's back to work, and you try to get hold of her again, it's not always that easy.
Because normally a husband makes a problem.
Boyfriend's back on the scene, but when you're on a boat, everybody's happy and it's a whole new world.
I don't think crew stuff is allowed to mix with the passengers. I think it's like the law.
You're not allowed to fraternize with guests.
You said 5,500. How much crew? How many people?
Between 1,000 and 2,000 crew generally. Wow. Yeah.
So you got like from a 2,000 crew, you got at least 1,000 girls to choose from. That's not bad. It's quite a good average. I mean,
How many doctors are there on? I mean, it can't be only you, obviously.
Yeah, no, so about 20, 30.
No.
Not so much. It depends what size ship.
On a big ship, I think three.
So on a big ship, 3 to 4 doctors and 4 to 5 nurses. It depends. Sometimes we also have a medical secretary that does all the admin work. That helps a lot. It frees up one nurse at least. And on the smaller ships, probably about 1,000 crew and about 3,500 to 3,000 guests. There'd be 2 doctors and 3 nurses.
So basically, it's enough for us.
Yeah, it's enough. You still, your clinics will be full. You still work. We still deal with our fair share of emergencies at sea. But it's enough. We get a lot of free time and it's really a,
I was on the ship when I was on the ship on the ship that Asi was. I was a guest of him. The nice thing about being a doctor on a ship No, the nice thing to be a father of a doctor on the ship is that I can get invited for free. So let me tell you, on a luxury ship, I was for free. I was there. I think I only paid like the tax, which was like, like a $50 or $60 a night.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. No. You pay port taxes. So every cruise you go to ports, probably works out to be, depending which ports, because different ports have different taxes, of course.
But so wasn't it like that much?
Atlanta being maybe like $200 a week.
So,
$300.
Yeah. I see. Like that. Does the captain invite guests every night to sit at the captain's table?
It's not every night, and it depends which cruise company.
Yes.
I know a lot of them do have that tradition.
Yes.
But with us, it doesn't work that way.
Doesn't it work with a very long crew? When you got a very long cruise, I think then they invite.
Yes.
On a shorter cruises, I don't think they do invite. And the cruises we were on, they were like 4 days and 3 days cruise.
So they're very short, yeah.
They're very short. So we left at the time, we left Port Canaveral. Was it Port Canaveral?
Port Canaveral, yes.
We left Port Canaveral. We went to Bahamas.
Nassau, Bahamas, and then private island.
Yeah, they've got that shipping company as I work for. They have their own private island, and then come back to Port Canaveral. You must see the private island. It's actually amazing. The whole Caribbeans and Bahamas, for me, it's amazing because it's all this beautiful atmosphere, the one you see in the movies, you know. It's colorful. It's
for real,
light. Right? It's, and this, in the water, the sea is beautiful.
Oh, if you think that's nice, you should see Alaska, the Norwegian fjords. That's where you want
to
be.
So basically to be a doctor on the ship is not only making good money and seeing interesting people and being responsible for quite a bit of people as well. Mm. It's seeing places that
you've never seen before. You've seen postcards.
Definitely.
And
yeah.
I think you get a lot of people who are suffering from seasickness and you've got to treat them. Do you have that sort of?
Absolutely. When the seas are rough, you know, we get a lot of people coming down, but generally the nurses handle that. It's quite easy to handle, but sometimes people, don't respond well to normal seasickness medication. And then they would see us. But then there's always a charge to see the doctor. So they'll try their best to do well with the nurse's medication.
There's a charge. So do you add it to their bill at the end of the cruise?
Yes.
Did you get your sea legs quite early on?
So the thing is, we generally avoid bad weather. So we don't see a lot of
it's not like traveling around the Cape of storms.
Exactly. So we avoid the bad weather, and generally the cruises are smooth sailing. But at times there is bad weather, and it affects everyone. I don't believe anyone who tells me that it doesn't affect me.
I was in the Navy, let me tell you something.
But it's not like, you tell me, Roy, what's the difference between these huge boats and the small boats?
In the Navy, I was a part of a missile ship crew. And, I was in and out part, not the whole time I was there, but, part of the missile ship crew. And missile ship is a 50 meter long ship. And this one is like 400 meters long. That's number one. Number two, missile ship weighs 400 tons. This one weighs how many thousand tons?
Too much.
I'd be lying to you right now if I told you.
But they're very, very huge ships. Number one. Missile ship, 90% of missile ship made out of aluminium. This thing is heavy. Missile ship can cruise at 45 knots. This ship cruises at 23 knots. Let me tell you, so there's a lot of, for me, missile ship is a different kind of kettlefish. And we used to call the people that vomit a lot on the ship, that feeling seasick, we used to call them sea lions. Because not
only
sea lions, yeah. Because
why?
Not only will you throw up on a ship, you shout when you throw up. The thing is, it's because when it's finished taking out what you have, you still have to, we still have to vomit. So you vomit something you don't have. It was horrible. So, but you'll find people that will never felt bad. Yeah. So, and you can't get used to it. So we had people that were like, for instance, working on a radar, and you work inside the ship, in the belly of the ship. And I promise you, to work in the belly of the ship, it's not a nice thing. It's really, really quite
Well, they say that the middle of the ship, if you go right to the midship at the bottom level, that's probably the best place to be in terms of motion.
On a missile ship, the best place was at the back of the ship. The how do you call the back of the ship in English? Yeah, the aft. That's the back because in a missile ship is different than a cruise ship. But they used to hold the bucket in between the legs used to do the job and still. So that's it. I don't want to disgust the people too much. Yeah.
I thought the best place to be is back at shore.
Yeah, the best. But let me tell you something. After 10 days at sea on a missile ship, when you go down ashore, you actually feel that the jetty is moving, I promise you.
Tell me, Asi, I got another question. What is the extent of the medicine crew? What kind of stuff can you do on the ship?
So, wow, we can do a whole lot on the ship. We have full ICU facilities. We have a trauma room where we can do minor procedures. So no major surgery or anything like that. We've got x-rays, point of care, ultrasound, a whole list of labs that we can run, so blood tests and so we can pretty much stabilize almost any patient and prepare them for evacuation.
That's the next question, the equipment, because I'm following you on Facebook and Instagram and all this stuff, and I see the equipment you guys using very unique equipment.
Yes, so a lot of the things that we use is specially designed to work and be at sea. And I mean, from our consultation rooms to the consultation tables, everything is bolted down, designed to work at sea, x-ray machines.
It's remind me a little bit of the Star Trek, of the doctors there. They have all the special medicine machinery that's only for the spaceships.
Yeah.
And it's different. It's very nice.
It is different. I mean, we're going to come back to you just now. We're just going to go to the advertiser a little bit and we'll come back. When we come back, Asi will tell you how you can actually join that elite group of people. Thank you for staying with us. This is Roy and Friends, and the time is now 20 minutes to 10 o'clock. We've got about 15 minutes to go or so. Let's just do it in one shot. Let's try to do it in one shot. Let's see if we're going to have more advertising. I'm not sure, but let's try to do it in one shot. Hope you like that Richard Marx song that we had before, Hazard. And somebody sent me an SMS saying 4NW, full stop, 1500 rands, it says, M20.1. I mean, this is a clue. If anybody wants to or understands what this person says, please be my guest and SMS me or WhatsApp me.
Maybe they're trying to translate how much the footballers get paid.
Maybe. Anyway.
You know, it's a recruit riddle. They're recruiting you to the special services of South Africa. If you can get the answer to this, you're in.
Yeah. 0618951019. That's our WhatsApp numbers. Our SMS is 34519. And it will cost you $1.50. And we're here with Dr. Asi Peretz that will tell us how do you get to work on a ship? I mean, obviously there's not only doctors. I mean, people, nurses, right. Let's say a nurse wants to work on a ship. Do you think instead of working in a hospital, is it better to work on a ship?
It depends for who, but for me, definitely yes.
Okay. Give me the benefits of, why on a ship and not,
Well, firstly, your hours are a lot better. So when you work on land at a hospital, depending obviously where you're working, everyone knows medical personnel hours are notoriously long and extremely difficult. Night shift, day shift, alternating night and day shift. It can get really tough. When you work at sea, things are a lot better. You've got a good team to work with. You get to travel, go out. All the medical team are senior officers. Well, not the whole medical team. Nurses are not senior officers, but they are officers. But as a doctor, you are one of the most senior officers aboard the ship. So you get all the benefits.
As a doctor.
As a doctor and as a nurse.
As a nurse as well. Yeah, you're an officer. Yeah. You're so an everybody officer. Works at your clinic. Is an officer.
Yes.
What is the difference between an officer and the rest of the crew?
So officers get
like in conditions.
Yeah. So you get certain privileges. You eat with the officers, which means your food is a lot better.
Is it?
Yeah. You generally have your own cabin. Most, if you're an officer. All the other crew share cabin, two, three people in one tiny cabin.
I think, oh, sorry, it's like in the army. You know, you go to the officers and you go to this. The same thing.
Same thing, exactly.
Yeah.
Tell me something. The most important question to me is, how did you land this job?
So, yeah, so for me, I knew someone who knew the boss of my company, and I went for interviews, submitted my CV, I actually wanted the job for a while, so I got the right experience. So the kind of experience we're looking for is emergency room experience would be number one. Got the right experience.
You did the courses,
did
all the courses.
All the courses. Diploma in emergency medicine is also a massive bonus if you have that. They pretty much take all the guys that have the diplomas.
If somebody wants to go on a cruise ship, can he contact you and you help him to get in?
Well, if he's a doctor or a nurse, most certainly yeah.
All right. So how does he contact you?
So they can either email me on cruiseshipmedical@gmail.com. Or they
cruise ship medical, one word?
One word, cruiseshipmedical@gmail.com. Or they can, I do a lot of social media stuff. They can follow me on my Facebook page, which is Cruise Ship Medicine. Or on Instagram, it's Dr_Cruise. Dr. Cruise.
All right. So they can contact you and you can help them getting in.
Absolutely.
What do you think about the difference between South African doctors and, I know you're a South African doctor, but what do you think? Working with South African doctors?
By far. By a long mile, South African doctors are the best generalists on this planet.
Really?
The best general practitioners on earth, for sure. Americans, that, you know, they have they're all very specialized, so they go straight out of med school into a specialty. It kind of gives them a little bit of tunnel vision, I find, but if you want like a specialist surgery or something like that, yeah, you'd want to get it done in the States. As far as going to a doctor that will see you holistically and manage you properly, South Africans,
when it comes to people, don't you find South African people nicer than Americans and other?
It's hard to say.
When I was there, you were working with a Brazilian doctor.
Yes.
She's very, very nice person, I must say. I don't remember the other doctor we were working with. But it was a Brazilian doctor. She was nice. But what would you say about, like, people? You see people from all over the world. And especially you're working with people from all over the world.
Well, South Africans work hard. They known worldwide as hard workers, very good work ethic, very easy to work with. They, team players. So yeah, South Africans are number one. That's why we dominate the cruise industry, really.
Why there's so many foreigns? It's an American-based company, right? Why there's so foreign, especially in the specialized jobs, like a doctor or other specialized jobs on the ship? Why there's so many foreigners? The Americans don't have enough.
America. So if you're an American citizen, firstly you have to pay tax if you work on the ship. So that. Already, it's not worth it for a lot of doctors. They can make the same kind of money on land in the United States.
Yeah.
So that's the main reason. I mean, the main reason a lot of the guys do the cruise ship medicine is the
tax-free. So basically, tax-free.
Good pay.
Tax-free, board and food free.
Yes. Travel free.
Travel free. And
special privileges.
Like you've been, where have you been? I mean, count for me how many countries you've been in last year.
You know, I applied for an American B1, B2 visa not so long ago. And they asked me on the visa to list the countries I've been in the last 6 months. And I couldn't even remember.
So give me a few countries.
Wow. So all over the Baltic. So
the Baltic. So you've done the Mediterranean. So that was starting Barcelona. Then going to
Barcelona, Italy.
England. I remember England. Sweden.
South of Spain. Yeah. France. Northern France. Southern France. England. Then getting into the Baltic. Going to
Norway.
Norway. Copenhagen.
Yeah.
And Amsterdam.
Finland,
Germany.
Estonia.
While getting paid well. I mean, think about that. While getting paid well.
That's a fun time, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Crazy.
I don't know how I'll ever get out and further my career. Venus flytrap.
Yeah, it is. It's a proper flytrap. So, guys, if anybody wants to contact us, you can at cruiseshipmedicine@gmail.com.
Cruiseshipmedical@gmail.com.
What an interesting guest. You must... lots of nachas. Nikki. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, no. Definitely lots of nachas. He's really a good boy. Not just a good doctor. You know when you got kids and you always think about
don't you think the boy is a man already? You need to bring some grandchildren to the
I'm not going to answer that. Okay. There you go. That's yesterday from the Beatles. We come to our last stretch of the show. We've got like 3 minutes to go. And I want to thank everybody, first of all, that's been with us here at the studio. I want you to remember listening to Chai FM. Although next week I'm going to be in Thailand, I'm going to think about you. I might join you from Thailand.
We're not going to have a show on Wednesday.
Are you not going to have
Wednesday
a show?
Wednesday is a public holiday.
All right.
But on Thursday morning. I will be here with you and with the friends. We'll try to have a good time, yeah?
Great. So, like I said, it's the last stretch of the show. Is there anything else you want to add, Asidun? Like, for people to know what's about cruise ship. I mean, it's amazing, the cruise ship. I mean, it's such a, like, beautiful
adventure of a lifetime.
It's an adventure of the lifetime.
It's like a dream job, Roy.
Yeah, exactly, a dream job.
I mean, well, it's really fun. That's what I'll add. Before I did it, I had a lot of people telling me, no.
It's hard work.
It's really hard work. Like, you know, don't think that it's, you know, the grass is greener on the other side.
Well, it is.
I will say the grass is greener on that side.
And the sea is bluer.
And, you know, we actually practice really good medicine. I think that's the most important thing. That if you go work at a GP practice, practice down the road, they don't have the resources that we have. If I want to refer a patient, I can almost the next day I'll get an MRI. Or a referral to a specialist like cardiologist, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have all the tests right
at our fingertips. He evacuated a person, with a helicopter,
The U.S. Coast Guard.
The U.S. Coast Guard come and evacuate. So you went to, where did you go to? To Palm Beach.
West Palm Beach, yes.
West Palm Beach Hospital.
An adventure.
So they picked him up on a basket, believe it, in the middle of the sea. That must be an amazing thing. Over and above that, I know that the worst thing that can happen on a cruise ship is food poisoning.
Yeah, they call it AGE or acute gastroenteritis. Could be caused by a virus, could be caused by bacteria, but they are super cautious about it.
So when you come to eat, in every, they first of all, they hand you, before you come in, you can't go eat, before they hand you a cloth that...
Hand sanitizer.
Yes, and you must see the cleanness of the food. And you must see, I mean, really, they're proper. Everything is proper there. And the amount of food and the quality of food you can find in restaurants.
Well, they've got top chefs working there.
As well.
Absolutely.
International chefs.
Yeah. Guys, we're going to have to close shop. Thank you so much, Asi. Thank you so much for visiting.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Visiting us.
Yeah. Thank you so much for visiting us. And, what can I say? We have to put this one. I must say this is it. The 5 minutes to 10 o'clock, and Craig is here busy kicking my butt away from here. So I'm gonna see you a week after next, and what can I say? Thank you so much for listening to us. Have a very, very good time. Have a happy Pesach, and that's it.
Cheers,
guys.